الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجهد والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن لله نفحات فتعرضوا لها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We were last week in White River and we had an Islahi Jalsa and we needed somebody to render some ashar. There wasn't anyone, but afterwards, mashallah, Hafiz Saleh's son, Musab, young boy, Muhammad Musab, he read the ashar of Haji Imdadullah. I wanted him to read now again, but then I remembered our sheikh does not permit young boys whose beards have not come out that they should appear in front of other people. So lot parda, we don't make parda from women. They make so lot parda even from Amran, the young boy. They are so particular. Allah let us follow in the footsteps of our sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi. Also, mashallah, in the bayan of our sheikh, which Hafiz Ismail was reading out, that we should be very careful who we take our deen from, who we hand our matters off. People who are plundering our deen, you cannot take deen from such people. So we should be very, very careful who we are taking our deen from. And in these days when openly deen is being plundered, it is very necessary and it is a farad of the ulama that they don't do mudahanat, kitmani ilm. They should expose those people who are plundering and leading people astray. So we should also in that line, we should be very careful. There is one mufti who his programs are advertised and then that he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat's open elan is anyone who appears on TV, YouTube, his khilafat is cancelled. So he's not a Khalifa of Hazrat. A person who comes on TV, YouTube, etc., mixes freely with women, his khilafat. Once one South African, a sports person and a school teacher, very prominent, famous sports person, rugby. He became bayat to Hazrat and he took very much to Hazrat. He went and stayed in Karachi also and Hazrat liked him also very much. And mashallah, he was turning lot to deen. And he liked Hazrat very much. Hazrat liked him also. But afterwards it came to light, he shaved his beard and he's gone in a different light. So the discussion came, is his khilafat still in place or not? So Mir Sahib in front of Hazrat said, when he shaved his beard, he shaved his khilafat himself off. And Hazrat agreed to that. So when we do all these things, then even khilafat, from whoever we got khilafat, it doesn't matter. If we do this wrong things like that, our khilafat also is automatical ourselves. We wipe out our own khilafat also. Also very important to understand, as mashallah all the time, this comes over and over, the company of the shaykh. And also as it was explained, our niyat must be correct. If our niyat is not correct, then we can spend years and years, we won't benefit one bit. And also, that if we have spent even years, but we haven't got the mizaj of the shaykh, we don't follow in his way, our thinking is not like the shaykh, then also there is no khilafat even in that. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one famous munafiq, Shuraiq ibn Akhnas, he should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and declare in flowery words how much he loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loves Islam, etc. But as he leaves the majlis, he goes and causes harm to Muslims. He destroys their crops, etc., all harm. So Allah exposed him and said, so if a person hasn't got the mizaj of the shaykh, sir, he doesn't follow in that. There are those, mashallah, who they say whatever our shaykh says, we immediately, with no question, we also on that side. Finish, it's God, there is no question. That is what is a murid. But a murid who is still got his own opinion, and he's got his own idea. He's not even a murid, forget a shaykh. A person who's got his own ideas contrary to the shaykh's ideas is not even a murid. A murid is that person who has made himself panafishya, that whatever the shaykh says, he accepts that wholeheartedly. If the shaykh is wrong, then you advise. But when the shaykh is right, on this way, as was explained, mashallah, very beautifully, we must be on the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma ana alihi wa ashabi. Nobody is perfect on that path. But that is what we want. Carry on, Allah will take us on that line. And if we are on the opposite path of that, people who with this Gulenist movement, and we support them, we go to their masjid, we take part in all their programs, and they want to spread a deen which is to destroy the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their own modern deen, spreading all this modern, and then the interfaith things. Some people say they accuse these people that they are part of interfaith. But what are you going to say when there is a picture available, photo, where the leader of this of the Matsope Foundation, which is a this foundation of this interfaith, the biggest, and he's the biggest, richest African black person in the country. He's in charge. He is this year, and he's giving a 500 rand chair to one of the leaders of these people. And the photo is there. Who can deny it now? And he's telling him, "We are giving you this for your sterling services to the Matsope Foundation, your sterling services to the Abrahamic Accord, that all religions are same." And Allah reward Maulana Muhammad Mehtar this morning, how beautifully explained that Islam is the deen, one deen, the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and started right from Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a great deen. So this, the people who promote this, and on the list of the Matsope Foundation, there are many, many groups in them. Is the Jamiatul Ulama, Jusa also. In them is MJC also. That these are part of the Abrahamic Accord of that people. And they printed their program they had also. And in there, the time when the MJC will be giving a talk. The time when Jusa will be giving a talk. So clearly we can see. So be on the side of Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashideen. And nor you, nor me, nor the world can fulfill the right. We're going to fall short. But be on that path. Don't be on the opposite path. That people who are misleading the people. So we have to be very, very careful. So in this ayat kareema that I've recited, make dua Allah gives us barakat in time. There's so much to say, and time is so little. Now so our time is little. Our life also, we don't know whether we live till the end of our program here also. And so much has to be said, and such a big amanat on our shoulders, that for us, and to pass it on to others also. So anyway, this inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah, the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, which Allah decreed, ithna ashara shahran, 12 months, Allah has said. Fi kitabillah, this is in Lawh-e Mahfuz, the big kitab from where everything flows from there. It comes, Allah wrote it there. And when yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, when Allah created the heavens and the earth, minha arba'atun hurum, 4 months of them are sacred. And this is the first month coming in this sequence. This is the first month that we are, and it's heralding in a huge, wonderful season. What a season! We should really zoom, Jana. What a season has come now. Eh? For the real person who knows value, the season has started now. It's Rajab. Then we come into Shaaban. Rajab, Mi'raj, Namaz. What great gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Then Shaaban, Nisf-e Shaaban. And then Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. Then the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Then Shawwal. And then Zulqa'dah. Now the season of Hajj. When a person an ashik, oh, now the invitation is open for everyone. Come to my house. Come to me. Make an intention. Hajj means intention. Make intention. Come to visit me now. Come to my house. And then the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The greatest night in the year, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest days in the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Then comes the 9th of Zulhijjah. Allahu Akbar, the greatest day in the year, Yawm-e Arafah. What a great day for the Hajjis, even for the non-Hajjis, for everyone. So this season has come, then it's followed up with Muharram, with Ashura, and the great lessons of Ashura. Then with sadness, we have to, this month depart from us. And we have to wait another 5 months, hopefully that Allah. So let us be ready. The first of Rajab is a blessed day and a blessed night when du'as are readily accepted. Rajab, it is from the word tarjeev, and which means to honor. A person who honors this month, Allah honors that person. So this is the month, and the honor of this month are a few things. One is tawbah istighfar. Let us not be unmindful and pass this month with ghaflat, and we don't make proper serious tawbah istighfar. The other is fasting in this month. The every Thursday, Friday and Saturday, a person who fasts gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadat. 3 days roza and 700 years of sawab. But always the word, people who make amal are qaleel, are very few. And so this about this 1 month and the 3 other months, for sacred month, we get roughly about 16 weekends that we can keep this roza. For 16 times 700, we can get so much roza. Allah give us tawfiq. Otherwise, in this month, ayyami bir, the days of whiteness. The shining night, the middle 3 nights of the Ayyam-e Bid, try and keep rozas there. Monday, Thursday, try and keep rozas, inshallah. And as many as we can. This is a month that we honor this month, Allah will give us great honor. It is also known as Al-Asr, and that is the fast flow of Allah's rahmat that just comes down during this month. In this, lillahi nafahat, there are certain occasions of Allah when Allah's mercies are just open. Like a person also, you see him sitting with his money bag, and he's just giving out money. Go there quickly, you also will get your share. Don't let him miss you. So when those, Allah is just now opening the doors, there are those nafahat, fata'arrazu liha, present yourself. Don't keep back now, go forward. This is the month, go forward. Allah's rahmat is flowing. Go forward now in the rahmat of Allah, the amal which Allah wants. And of the amal of this month, namaz, mi'raj, to build our yaqeen. What an occasion of mi'raj. And a mu'min's iman, every year with mi'raj, it should remind him and boost his iman. It's one of the greatest imani boosters. This is the mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Then if the light of acceptance descends on this month, on the Abidin, all those people who do their ibadat for this month, the light of acceptance descends upon them. Which means they will also feel that acceptance. And they will feel now coming closer to Allah Ta'ala. At the same time, we should always seek Allah's protection from nafs and shaitan. Nafs especially, and shaitan plays havoc with a person. It can be the great fuqaha, it can be great muhaddithin. Shaitan is vowed till the last moment of every person, I'll make my utmost effort. And he is vowed that he will make his utmost effort till the day of Qiyamah. He's going to make. So we must seek Allah's. There is no way out but seeking Allah's protection. And one easy way, adeen yusran. Yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Realize the value, one great formula. Isla hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Why won't Allah protect you? He has given us. But all these formulas, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, great formulas. But they are, yaqeen must be on them. If we don't have yaqeen, they got no time for us. If we haven't got yaqeen, and the other is our guna. To save ourselves, to get out of guna, Allah gave us tawbah and istighfar. So there is no one can say, Islam is too hard and too strict. Just follow how much you can. What you can't, Allah gave you the door of tawbah and istighfar. You remain on that path. What you can't manage, tawbah and istighfar. Islam is the simplest way. There is no excuse. Nobody can say that it's too hard to practice Islam. You try your best, how much, and Allah opens the doors for you. And what you can't, Allah has given you the door of tawbah and istighfar. Make your tawbah and istighfar. This month is also known as Al-Asr, the death month. That during this month, there was no warfare that was allowed. The Arabs, it was their passion to fight. It was their nature, not second nature, just to fight. So, but during these 4 months, no warfare was allowed. So you wouldn't hear the drums for war, when they're beating their drums and they are going for war. And their war cries, they are calling out, shouting loudly, the whole army shouting their war cries. The women folk also encouraging them, go to war. During this is a month, it's a deaf month. You don't hear, and people could freely go around wherever they wanted to visit, do their work, business. They could go freely, no warfare during this month. This month also, is Rajab is the name of a stream in Jannah. A stream which is whiter than milk. And Allah has made Jannah. What milk in Jannah? But no cows in Jannah. This is Allah's Qudrat. Here also, Allah doesn't need the cows for milk. Allah made it Darul Asbab. Yet for Jannah, what milk there will be and no cows. Sweeter than honey. And that honey also so sweet and no bees in Jannah. You don't have to worry of being stung by a bee or anything. But the sweet. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making supper. He felt hungry, so he asked the sahaba, anything to eat? They say, we only got roti, but no curry, no salad. So then some bees came and they started buzzing around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah's Nabi, you are coming, you are our mihman. We prepared honey for you. Send your sahaba. They must come and collect it. We have got honey for you. You can eat with the roti, this honey that we have made. They brought the honey, and it was a place where only bitter things grow, aloes and that. So the honey will also be bitter. It won't be sweet, but the sweetest honey. So then, Nabi, all were surprised, the sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the bees came buzzing again. They were talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said when the bees were making the honey, the other bees were eating durood sharif. And by the barakat of that aloes, which are one bit of aloe in honey, makes that honey also bitter. But that, in spite of they were taking all that nectar or whatever they take from the plant, they were taking from the most bitter plant, but by barakat of durood sharif became the sweetest. So So this is that the sweetest honey, and those rivers they are more cooler than snow also, and they are exclusive these rivers for those people who fast in the month of Rajab. Hey, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam encouraged the Sahaba, don't you want to become those people that you are being praised by Allah all the time? Read the third kalima, Baqiyatu Salihat. You read that, the minute you read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Farishta speak it. And then if they start making tawaf forever now, they make tawaf around the arsh of Allah. And they are praising the person who read it. Oh, he read, he praised Allah. And he is a good person. So you are being remembered, you are being praised in the court of Allah. Your zikr goes in front of you. Hey, these are muqaddimat, they go before you. They are muaqibat, they protect you from front and back. They are munjiyat, they save you. And they are munajiyat, they take you out of, you get saved from gunas by the barakat of this. And if gunas are committed, they save you. These are baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. What valuable things Allah has given us. Hey, you read the la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, ahadan, samadan, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. 2 million thawabs you've got already. Those who read with me also, for everyone also 2 million thawabs. And you read Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu, 70 farishtas for 1,000 days. That means about 3 years they get tired writing this tawaf. This is the earnings that we must do. Fastabiqul khayrat wa fi dhalika falyatanafasil mutanafisun. This is what, not World Cup, waliyazu billah, not all fashion clothing, not all the kuffar places, their resorts and all that, not all the sports and all that, not all this dunya's properties and worried about dunya. What Allah gives, then jayz halal. And Allah will give so much if you involved in this. Allah will give you so much of your dunya without headaches. Otherwise you'll have headaches all the time. Shaho ki siro pe, on the head of the king, taj e ghara se, because of the heavy crown, their responsibilities, aksar dard sa rehta hai. They got headaches all the time. Aur ehle wafa ki sino mein, and those who are sincere and Allah's bandas, unke dil, ehle wafa ki sino mein, noor ka darya behta hai. The rivers of noor are flowing in their hearts all the time. So this is what we must go for. And all this is in the kitab, Mukashifatul Qulub, on page 301. And Imam Abu Bakr Jassat, rahmatullahi, one of the great imams and mufassireen, in his internationally famous Ahkamul Quran, writes that the exclusive characteristic of this month of Rajab is that whatever good you will do in this month, it will stay for you for the whole year. Whatever bad you will give up in this month, you will stay away from the rest of the year. It's a training period. When you go for a training course, you do the thing properly. And now you are trained. So after that, you just do it naturally. You don't have to make any more effort. Now it's ingrained now. It's part of your life. So this 1 month, and when the other 3 months, we got weakness of the eye. We can't control our eyes. Tongue is out of control. We can't stay without making ghibat, swearing, using bad language, etc. Our anger is out. Just make yourself, this 1 month, I'm not going to do this. And you don't have, just like you, jitni tum tumhari namaz ko jandar banaoge, itni tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. How much we make our namaz, after that namaz looks after us. You just make your namaz correct. Then namaz will look after you. This 1 month, just look after this month. Then the barakat of it will look after you for the rest of the year. So easy it is. And we can see that our islah also, how easy Allah has made it. Just use the correct means which Allah has given. So, and we'll do it for the whole year. Next year again, Allah grant us, if we have, again we come to this month, do more. And in a matter of 3-4 years, you'll be a wali, a kamil. Just by observing this 1 month, you'll become a farishta in the eyes of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Therefore, he writes, not making the best of this month is a terrible loss. If we just take it that this is January, February, and it passes like January, February, past June, July passes, we will be at a loss. But we realize it is Rajab. And what is Rajab? In the words of our great elders, the value of it, what it is. And then we apply ourselves, there won't be a terrible loss. What a great gain. That shopkeeper, 15th December till 24th December, he puts a notice, gone fishing. When it's supposed to be the busiest, what's going to happen? And that shopkeeper, that month before, he had his goods packed up, marked everything, properly his shop, everything. Extra staff, I'm going to be busy. How much he's going to gain? So this is the time that we also long before. Now we are ready today, the 7th of Rajab. Now long before we should be ready. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam looked forward to it so much. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Shaban. All this barakat, give it to us. Then the namaz, which is the great barakat of this month. Mi'raj, which is a great barakat. Shab-e Barat, which is a great barakat. All that. Grant us all that. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ Oh Allah, please, let us reach. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always desirous to go away to Allah ta'ala. And even when he was passing away, Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la. You are I want to be with my great friend. But for Ramadan, the barakat of, and Ramadan should come the last 10 nights, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should, what is called in Arabic, fasten his lungi tightly. Which is proverbial, which means that he don't know indication towards conjugal rights of the wife relationship. In other words, nothing, and he should stay awake and wake the family people also. You people also don't sleep in the last 10 nights. So when that time came, so this is how we should look forward to this great occasion and make the best of it. And another great thing of this month, whatever good deeds we do, the rewards are multiplied much more. Normally also, when a person makes a firm intention of doing a good deed, the sawab is written already. When he does it, it 10 times more. And according to the quality, sincerity, up to 700, and even more than that. Wallahu yudhaifu limay yasha. Allah gives. And guna, it's only one guna. When you commit the guna, then only one guna is written. That is the normal system. But during these months, that sawab of good deeds is even multiplied more than all that. And guna is also in this month, it is multiplied. How much? The ulama have written, the gunas in these months, whether it's Rajab, and that's like Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, that the gunas are like a person who commits a guna in the state of Ihram, and in the Haram Sharif. He's in the state of Ihram, and in the Haram Sharif, the gunas are so severe. So we should be very careful with our cell phones. And Allah protect us also. Hope the reports we are getting are not true reports. But now the young Arab girls are wearing men's Ihram, keeping the shoulders open. And right at the Kaaba, now if you are around there, you bump in them, and all the, how terrible it is. So we have to be very, very careful how shaitan is working and what he's making us to do. So the guna, our cell phones, all other gunas that we are involved in, laxity in namaz, etc. Avoid all gunas completely in this month. And then see how Allah will save us from gunas for the rest of the year, for the rest of our life. And then these duas. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. That is another very great dua also, which we should be making. All of us ask ourselves, how much are we making the dua? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Or is it only for bayan and just to decorate the bayan? Or is it just to year in the bayan? Or is it for amal? Each one asks, How many times have I read this dua? What earnestness we should be reading it. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. How many people get diagnosed with cancer? Now it's a whole big story. Though a real stupid story, now you are going for this. And most of these cancers and that, they come from the scans which they take on people. Those scans cause the cancer. They, for example, put us onto Coke. Coke has got so much of sugar, you become a diabetic. And then they give you your dawa and they tell you, this is lifelong. The dawa is not to finish your diabetes. It is just to suppress it, whole life. And doctor will say, you have to take it. Whether it is blood pressure, whether it is cholesterol, you go to a hakim, he'll give you dawa to remove the bimari. But these people, they keep you on the payroll. Now whole life you must pay them by prime medicine all the time. All the time. So Allah keep us safe in this. Somebody gets involved in a court case. How many of our friends make dua for them? They say they are innocent. Oh, Allah knows, they give us their story. They are sitting in jail. Good, good people. They say they have been framed, whatever it might be. Now if Ramzan comes and you are sitting in a jail, and one Ramzan you are sitting in i'tikaf in the jail of Allah. Voluntarily, what a jail this is, and what a jail that is. So Allah sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, and keep Ramadan also safe for us. It is common, now today, nowadays we say, Alhamdulillah, it's gone very less or finish also. But we remember those days, comes Ramadan, then in the masjid, all fights start. One person opens the window, another person goes and closes it. And on that effect, one person puts the fan on, another person goes and puts it off. Now the whole ahwal of Ramadan is one of a fighting one. And husband and wife, whole year they're staying happy, now talaq issue. And poor Mufti Sahib is busy with his ibadah, but we want the fatwa now. 12 o'clock at night we must get our fatwa now. So keep us safe in every way so that we can be engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, keep the Ramadan, the effects, the barakat for the whole month. Let it be accepted also. And let it be such that it reaches your doors of acceptance and it is safe and we get the barakat of it forever. Not we made a lot of money. A businessman made a lot of money, and when he just stepped out, the PPC was there, Pavement Panchayat Club. And he handed over everything to them. Ghibat of the imams now, ghibat of the mutawallis now. Whatever he earned, he went and handed. No, keep our earnings safe for us also. And keep us safe. So these are great, this is a great month. Let us take maximum benefit from it. And let us be very careful about our iman and our Islam. And see who we associate with, who we are supporting. And also that we don't become an accomplice to all this evil. An accomplice is equal in the guna also. We respect and show honor. Today few words are catch words. Peace and harmony. Unity and respect. That you must have peace and harmony. Harmony and peace that the Americans, the Dushman can bomb us. We mustn't speak a word. We must have peace and harmony. That is what they actually mean. It is from their side which we are promoting. And peace and harmony that a person speaks all the wrong things. And then says you must have unity. Don't now attack me. I can say what I want to, but we all must have peace. There is no peace on falsehood. There is no unity on falsehood. Unity, wa atasimu, Allah said, have unity. Bihablillah. Not on the bihabli shaitan. Not with all the terrible wrongs of shaitan. Bihablillah, by the commands of Allah, have unity on right. There can never ever be unity on batil. Quran Sharif is Al-Furqan. The Quran, that divides the people from haq and batil. And also, many of us, we mislead the people. We say our buzurgs, they also had their differences, but they respected one another. Those differences which we could be accommodated. We also respect the Hanafis, Shafis, Malikis, no problem. But yet when it comes to destruction of deen, which buzurgs of us honored a Bareilly? which buzuks of ours honored the Maududi, or the Qadiani, or the Salafis, or the people who are doing wrong? Where is it? And when they met with people of the opposite camp, it was a quiet meeting, not on a public show, a big jalsa. And that was also to explain and understand for that purpose. And it wasn't done publicly where people can get a wrong idea. Maulana Panandpuri's famous bayan, mashhoor hona aur hai, maqbool hona aur hai. To be famous is something else, to be accepted by Allah is something else. So a person can be famous, but he's not got no value by Allah. And a person, nobody knows him, and there are many such people. Sitting here also, we have to sit on the mimbar and there. And there are those people, nobody knows them. If they came, nobody knows. If I didn't come, oh, where's Maulana? Why is he? He's sick, what's happening? So many people didn't come, nobody asked also. But they are maqbool by Allah. They've got great position by Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, muqtada hona aur hai, muqtadi hona aur hai. A muqtada, a person who is in a leadership position. And mostly in a leadership position, your niyyah doesn't matter. Your amal, what the people see. You go to the wrong places. You go to this jalsa, that jalsa. They, oh, Maulana also went there. And he's a big person. So he must be right, can't be wrong. Everyone takes, and a muqtadi goes, ordinary person, nobody noticed he came and he went also. So there are a lot of details in this whole matter. Whether we go and meet somebody quietly, you go with your one, two people, and you go meet him, or you go in a big jalsa, and these people either unwittingly, and that is, tiyas mal faris, they don't see the correct situation. And they use the wrong argument for the they use the right argument for the wrong purpose. Kalimatu haq turida bihi al-batil. The worst is that, and the least is qiyas ma'al tariq. So there are details of this. Deen is a clear cut. Taraktukum ala al-bayda layluha kanahariha la yazighu anhu illa halikun. Nobody can get destroyed from the clear straight path, but a person who is hell-bent to go to hell. Only that person can get, otherwise, deen of Islam, a clear path. May Allah accept, inshallah, guide us. We've got a little gift today for all our ladies. And those ladies who cook food. Not those who Marta is cooking or Anna is cooking. No, our ladies who are cooking outside, for all of them, the man should collect this gift. It is a 2 minute timer glass. In 2 minutes, all the contents of one side goes to the other side. So when they start cooking, to read the 100 durood sharifs. They read the 100, just put it there because for them to count is difficult. Just put the glass there, and when all the contents of the one side is gone, your 2 minutes are up. And just read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then blow in the food. The ulama of Syria used to say, the people, the children who will eat that, they will be huffaz, ulama, qurra, astiya, atqiya, mashayikh, great, great people, and the whole family. Love between the couples. Financial problems will disappear. Health problems will disappear just for a 2 minutes. And to make it easy and to have my share, we are all greedy. This little gift for all the ladies, that they use it, just put it on the stove and just keep on reading, inshallah. And then there is a magnet here, just to remind of the same thing, put the magnet, put it normally on our fridge. It is just the same reminder what this is about. And for the uncles, that is for the aunties, and for the uncles, a miswak. So for all. So inshallah, collect it there. It will be given out after namaz as we are going out in the walkway of the wuzukhana. So everyone try and correct and give it to our ladies, inshallah. And the miswak is for us. And we try and read this regularly and make amal on it. And this is our 100 durood for the ladies. But besides that, then let him read again another. This is your 100 durood for the day. But besides that also, read another 100 durood sharif. Make durood sharif our wazifa of our life. We know whether we take our medication doesn't matter. But make sure we take read our durood sharif. One friend of ours told us, I think it was Hafiz Salih who told me, well, they were going for a holiday, some people, and the man forgot to take his medication. So he was worried now, medication. And he could hardly take a few steps and he goes out of breath. But he didn't want to tell the family now. It was very awkward to go back, and he stayed without it. He saw he's walking more now without the medication. The next day he didn't take his medication, he's walking more. And then he gave up completely his medication. So all this medication is to make you sick. Maulana Yaqub Veli of Port Shepstone, Allah give him, his father, Jazayat Khair. When I went there, I was also having some medication. He said, "Hey, Maulana, what you doing? Give this all up, you'll be healthy." He said, "I gave up all my medicine and I'm healthy now." So all these things, they're making us sick. Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen on amal. And more than amal, sifat, qualities. And then see how Allah's help comes. Today we are following their asbab. And their wrong asbab we are following. Follow the correct asbab, which is permissible. But much more greater than even the permissible asbab are amal. And amal can't come near sifat qualities. So let us work in this direction. May Allah give us tawfiq.